The ramp.
Ah!
The ramp.
Ah!
It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered the Jesus. He weighs the same as three people.
What the hell's happening?
He just had cancer.
He steals bits from
Gordon Keith.
And this is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate and the Sante Center for Healing. Got a couple of things to get to here. One, I just sent everyone on the crew a picture as I was getting ready this morning, heading on out. And as you guys know, whenever I get here, I usually have a drink from a certain establishment that's in a styrofoam cup. And I went last night to get the cup, and then I was like, this morning I'll just fill it with ice, put some my drink of choice in there, and then head on out. So I made my drink this morning, and I set it down, and as I was leaving, I noticed something. And like I said, if you want to look at your phone and the picture I sent you, I had a special friend sitting in the straw.
No!
And I was so glad that I noticed that before I took a swig, because if that had ended up in my mouth.
Man, you got another bug on there too.
Yeah, I'm looking.
I would have been gone.
You've got two bugs and a little hair on the top of it.
So we just completely abandoned that cup.
What are you ordering?
I don't know where that came from. I have no idea.
So inside the straw, is that a little spider?
It's a spider in the straw. And I have no idea if that could be a brown recluse.
That's not a brown recluse.
It could be a tarantula.
It's wouldn't even fit in there.
I like a big wide mouth straw.
Not that big.
Among spider enthusiasts, this is known as the ham spider.
Go ahead.
You can identify it as
it's white
desperate.
And wifey.
It's white, very skinny, and it's trying to get inside your Dr. Pepper.
as I let my little Dr. Pepper trap out.
We have the ham spider.
Dude, I almost jumped out of my skin because, like I said, if I had put that to my lips and felt a spider swishing around my mouth, we would have freaked out.
I've got a gross related story.
Go ahead.
I forget how old, maybe 9 years old, 10 years old. Just drinking a soda. Don't know why I thought it was a good idea. Not sure why I was hiding it. Maybe I was hiding it. Maybe that was the problem. I wasn't supposed to have it. Didn't drink at all. So you know what? I'm going to put this thing down here behind the TV for later.
Ugh.
For a later enjoyment. Drink it later. There was a bug in it.
Oh,
and
no.
it was the ultimate spit take. Disgusting. And looking back, it's real stupid.
Yeah.
But I was a little kid.
Nothing cleaner than behind the TV.
Gosh.
Disgusting. Basically hermetically sealed at that point.
No. Didn't even bother to, didn't even put like a piece of paper on it or anything to try to cover. It'll be fine.
Yeah, just invite him. Might as well put a welcome mat right in front of it.
Didn't have any concept of anything back then, so I can kind of relate to this. This is giving me PTSD.
I may have overreacted because just to ensure I didn't swallow it, I went and hired a Vietnam War fire team to set the cup ablaze.
Okay,
just to make sure
spider couldn't make it out. Yeah,
just napalm part of my neighborhood.
You called in an airstrike
on your cup
on your own house.
Because overkill is underrated. I want to make sure that we don't have to worry about that again. Don't want to repeat.
Yeah, so, that was a close call.
Dude, I was very grossed out by the fact that I don't even know where it came from because I had just assembled the drink. So I don't know if this thing had been waiting all day for me to get this thing going, but it was waiting on me. Maybe a hitman put it there. Who knows?
Not a very efficient way to kill somebody.
Well, make them ingest a killer spider?
It's not a killer spider.
Not even a killer spider. It's just a run-of-the-mill little tiny thing.
I don't know. I'm not a bug man.
Why would a hitman try to kill you?
Why not?
It's not a good answer.
Maybe they want to produce middays.
Yeah, maybe.
I will tell you guys tomorrow about why I am playing basically as a hero today, but Let me tell you about a story here.
Protest.
As we have a, I always love when we get one of these, we have a story of a heist. As a, you know, we had recently the Louvre got ripped off, right? They stole all the jewels and stuff from the Louvre, or you'll hear about some priceless painting that
they
was taken.
Jewels there?
But.
Man, we're idiots.
We had.
You're an idiot.
Oh.
Going from L.A. to Dallas, a train containing two pallets from a Norway company called Odoki, they had a pallet of their new toy. Now, you're thinking, oh, okay, is this like Potato Head?
A Tonka truck or something?
No, this is actually called the Handy.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me more details.
More specifically, there were nearly 300 of the Handy Massage 2 Pro units and 330 the Handy Massage 2 regular products.
These for like sore muscles or...
Yeah, it's like probably like a Theragun.
No, think more of a... if you already have a hot dog and
okay.
you need a bun.
You have to explain this further because
fun.
Again, we're idiots.
Well, the name I feel like kind of gives it away because who doesn't need a handy without another person available? So this company came up with the bright idea of just how about we just send you a device that can take care of that for you without you having to go down to Harry Hines and pay $50.
Yeah, because there's the epidemic going around about people's afraid they're going to lose their hand
right.
from sitting on it too long.
We got monkeypox still going around.
Monkeypox? What?
You don't want to have to worry about that.
Or is there just a national hand shortage that we're not aware of?
Could be. Maybe they're getting ahead of it. Maybe this is insider trading. Either way, this company now is now upset because for some reason someone ripped off...
Hmm?
All their stolen all this merchandise that they said was worth about $250,000 worth of sex toys.
$250,000.
Yeah,
quarter of a
ripped off like
$1,000.
Stole it from the store.
Stole it from the train mid heist, like mid transit.
They fast and furious.
Yes,
this truck of hands.
Yeah, but is that, did they know that's what they were stealing, or was it like when they break into your car and it's just got like a seether?
It's just my Hoobastank
corn CDs. Yeah. Some
couple of old bags of Skittles.
$2 sunglasses.
This is horrible. Well, maybe don't break into a 2001 Impala.
Yeah, what were you expecting? There's not going to be anything valuable in there. There's no way they were expecting this to be these handy devices.
So I had to go and double check the pricing because I was like, that seems insane. Well, apparently these handy devices are $170 each.
Seems pricey.
And the other thing that I thought was funny is if you go onto their website.
What's the website?
It's the name. It's just the name, thehandy.com. Surprisingly, that was not a...
30% off? That's a pretty good deal.
The number one male interactive stroker.
The funniest thing that I found on here, if you go to their products, for $19, you can buy an upgraded charger.
It's I burned the battery through this thing too fast.
It's the fast charger, so if you need to get back up onto the horse again quickly.
I can't wait 15 minutes.
I got to pay extra to go get this charger.
All right, to be clear, I'm looking at this. It's not exactly what I was expecting. It doesn't look like an actual hand.
No, it's just you just put it in there and then
that's
close your eyes and imagine that it's anyone else in the world. It's you need some imagination. This looks more like scientific than it would be. It's not like the hand that you beat at the end of Mario. That would be strange if they sold you
this
that.
This is a little strange,
Smash
too.
Sir.
Or, yeah, Smash Brothers, but...
Two notes from the front page of the website. It is VR compatible, so Monty...
Of course. You got to be able to plug it into your Oculus.
Your investment in the VR helmet continues to pay dividends. You were way ahead. You got out in front of it.
I was way ahead of that.
Also, they sell two different kinds of lube. The original and the extra thick lube.
Oh, my God.
What does that mean? What is the difference?
So if you want to just bang molasses?
Ah!
They also have a hands-free cup.
Dude, there's all kind of... They sell all kinds of hands-free because they imagine your hands are going to be used elsewhere. They sell an iPhone stand on here.
Where are you going to sell these if you heist $200,000 worth of this? Where do you sell these?
I don't have a sex toy fence.
They got a contraption you could hook up to your desk so it's completely hands-free.
Yeah. You gotta find your John Voight in Heat and Lynn be like, look, dude, I got these 800... handies. You got anybody in North America that can move them? Yeah. Go send them to 3090 Novitski. They can probably get a use out of them.
Or you got a cannonball run them across state lines as the popo are chasing you down.
What a bad
it's
way to
like
go to prison.
It's not like Smoking the Bandit with